keyword to cash this hour is fear, F-E-A-R, fear. Text it into 72881 for a chance at winning $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, as you heard Dan mention, some of you were mentioning this on the text line. Please turn your headlights on if you are out there. Not everybody just has the automatic ones if you don't. I know it's not dark enough that you feel like it's going to help you see, but it helps other people see you.
Yeah.
And that's really important right now because it's foggy outside with some of the freezing rain that we know is coming down. And we got a few schools that are starting to let out early just to be on the safe side. Most of those are north of the metro, but just keep an ear on that. Snow, they're still calling for quite a bit. So get your errands done this afternoon or today.
Right.
Because you're going to be happy that you did.
Get the French toast supplies.
Yes. So BuzzFeed had this list. I feel like we need to lighten things up a bit, given that we talked a lot about death at the end of the hour. and we weren't prepared that we were going to do that and not in kind of a gory way.
It just came up.
It kind of did. You can't help but be oddly curious about it, right? So we did that. So BuzzFeed had done this list, and a lot of people in Kansas City were tweeting in reaction to this earlier this week, and then BuzzFeed picked this up. And we'd love to hear from you, just to have a little fun on a Friday afternoon, about the weirdest school field trips that you went on, the most memorable school field trips that you went on.
Weren't they all weird?
Some were cool.
Definitely cool.
Some were cool. Some were not cool, and I went on a couple that were not cool. And if you want to text them to 22980, or if you want to call and tell us about the embarrassing experience, and quite frankly, around here, like, is that still a big deal? It's been a while since I've been in school. We used to do one really big field trip every year.
Okay,
you know, one really huge all day. In fact, some kids did. I think seniors in high school did like the overnight. That was a big deal for the seniors. It was one really, really big field trip every year. And is that still how we work field trips? I know we do the little ones, like the little kids go to the zoo and stuff like that. But as kids get a little older, do you do one big field trip a year, or how does that work? So BuzzFeed said there were only two things that got me through elementary school: snow days and field trips. Snow days were the best, but I'd take a field trip over a regular school day. So there was a Twitter user who recently asked people to share their region-specific elementary school field trips. So if you grew up in Kansas City, where did you go for your field trips? And so he asked, what's everyone's region-specific elementary school field trip? Mine is the salmon ladder. And I don't know where this guy, lives that's region-specific. And so the replies were awesome. And the story has a lot of the best responses on here. And so if you want to, especially if you grew up here, if you didn't grow up here, tell me where you grew up and where the thing is that you visited. But tell me about how field trips work now. Do kids still do the big field trips, or was that never a thing here?
Boy, I hope so. I mean, in eighth grade, our class went to Washington, D.C. That was kind of cool, but it's not really region specific. You know,
right.
That was the school that did that. Did you have places where you went?
So I grew up an hour from Chicago.
Yeah.
And so all of our field trips were to Chicago.
Chicago, really. Field Museum aquarium.
And yep. Every year it was one big museum.
Okay.
And so that was pretty cool. When I was in high school, we were supposed to do the big trip, the big senior trip. And I think they went to Great America, which is in Gurnee, which is far north side of Chicago.
Yeah.
So it was like a 2-hour drive and you spent the night. And it was a big deal. My junior year, the senior class before us, so that was a year ahead of us, ruined it. Like they all got in trouble. Yeah, they all got in trouble. It was one of those things where,
awesome,
like, I had a really, really smart class. We had four people tied for valedictorian. You know, we had a really high-ranking class, and so was the class after us. But the class before us were hoodlums. I mean, they were just awful.
Yeah.
So they canceled ours. They canceled our senior trip because they were horrible. I don't remember what year I was in school. It might have been eighth grade, where there's a place in the Chicago suburbs called the Robert Crown Center, and there is such a thing as the Robert Crown Center for Health Education, and it's all about sex ed. That's where we went for our big field trip in seventh or eighth grade, because that was the year that we took sex ed.
Yeah.
And so then they felt the need to reinforce that with this place. So they have things like this: puberty 1, understanding changes for grades 4 and 5. Puberty 2, navigating changes for grades 5 and 6. Life begins for grades 5 and 6. Then we cover puberty education for girls with special needs, teen sexual health. I mean, this was the cool the really not embarrassing field trip that we all took. Like, the best part of that was lunch.
Yeah.
You know, the best part of that was going to McDonald's for lunch in seventh or eighth grade.
Not exactly the one you wanted to go on.
I'm sure you can top that, people.
Well, what we're getting a lot of in, you know, as region specific for this area is Exchange City. And I have no idea what that is.
Somebody call 576-7798. We don't know what that is. So call,
because apparently it's getting awesome reviews.
What is
Earthworks Exchange City? It's just coming up again and again and again.
Earthworks Exchange City. Somebody call and just tell us what it was about.
Yes. Now, mine was Old Fort Niagara, because, you know, growing up in the Buffalo area, everything is Niagara Falls related. But there's a bunch of forts that go back to some of them, like the French and Indian War, the American Revolution, and all that. And I forget which one Old Fort Niagara was, which war it was built for, but it's a military fort, and it's largely intact. I mean, most of the structures are still there and everything after 200 and some, or 300 and some odd years. So, you know, it was a neat place to go. But the reason it was so bizarre is because, I mean, they have all of the things that you would expect. They have the guys who come out every hour and light off a cannon, mm-hmm. you know, no cannonball, but just the boom, you know, for the top of the hour. And it's guys walking around in old military uniforms and things like that. But they took us on a tour of the inside of the contrivance, the big main building. And they said, okay, this is where the captain of the brigade here slept, and his bed, the mattresses were ropes.
Okay.
So they said, that's what you slept on. I mean, right. That was actually the most comfortable thing to sleep on, because you weren't on a board.
Okay.
So they said, okay, that's kind of cool. And then they showed us where the troops slept and all of this. And then they took us to this one room off in a corner, and it had a rope across the door, so you couldn't go in. But everybody had to look in from the outside. And the only thing that was in there was a little table with a hurricane lamp and shackles on the wall and red spots.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, okay, what's the deal with this? And he said, okay, this is the room where they took the captured, I guess it was the French and Indian War, because they took the captured Indian chief.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him in here, and they hooked him up to the shackles on the wall and all of that. And rather than go through, and this is what they told us, and we couldn't have been seven. They said rather than go through the embarrassment of being a captive, he bashed his own head in against the wall and killed himself. And
okay.
The red spot, and I'm sure it's not, I mean, I'm sure it's like red tempera paint or something, but it was still there on the wall. And you know, here's a bunch of little seven-year-olds going, ah!
Wow.
You want to talk about trauma and weird field trips? Yeah, tell your kids about the Indian chief who bashed his head in.
All right, let's get some calls on. Everybody wants to tell us about Exchange City, and it sounds really cool from what I looked at online.
Let's get to it. Kelly is in Shawnee and knows all about it. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey.
So I think it's not around anymore, but Exchange City was absolutely the best. We used to go. I went to Piper High School in elementary school. We went in fifth grade, and you're sort of pre-work before the actual trip was you learned about writing checks, balancing a checkbook, paying bills and taxes, because at Exchange City you had a job and you received a certain salary for that job, but you also had bills to pay. And you had to decide, did you want the higher paying job, which was the mayor or the bank president, or some of the lower paying jobs but were more fun, like running the snack shop or running the craft job or being the police officer or whatever. And it was just such a great opportunity to learn those life skills, but had so much fun doing it. I wish it was still around.
So it closed?
I think it closed years ago. It used to be in a strip mall in Leavenworth. I would say at least 15 years ago.
Oh,
it hasn't closed.
Okay.
Unless it reopened elsewhere, but it was such a cool thing. Everybody knew that in fifth grade you went to Exchange City and looked forward to that, and I learned so many life skills from that experience, and it was just so great. I wish it was still around.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for filling us in.
That does sound cool. Yeah, right. It's like an adulting workshop.
Yeah.
For kids.
In a fun way, which is great.
How about, Todd in Parkville's got a little bit more to say about it as well. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Beautiful. So tell us about Exchange City. What have you got?
Yeah, so, you know, Shelley kind of nailed it on the first caller there. It was the first major field trip that I ever remember going on, and you learn about money, and everybody had the different jobs. And the bad thing is, kind of like real life, some some people made more money than you did.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to more of your calls coming up next. Again, we're talking about one tweet is all it took to get a lot of responses on the strangest regional-specific field trips you took, or some of the best. Like I said, mine was to a sex ed center, which was horrible. What a like, we could do that in class.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip with a friend. No way!
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you see it. Octopus in the neighborhood, surfing on the sine wave, swinging through the stars. Yeah. Take a left at human testing, take your second right back.
Keyword to cash this hour is fear, F-E-A-R. Text it to 72881. We're asking you about the strangest field trips that you went on as kids. And I'm curious also, those of you that have kids, how it works now. Like, we did one big field trip a year, and it was major. Do kids still do that, or is that even something that schools still spend money on and take kids out on? We got a full board of calls. We'll get to your texts as well.
Let's do them. How about KCK? Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Hey, Nick. What's thanks for holding on.
No problem. I just wanted to talk about my traumatic story of my field trip when I think I was about 10 or 11 years old. I grew up in kind of rural St. Louis area, and so one of our field trips was to a ranch, and they had a bunch of horses, and they were going to teach us how to ride horses and how to kind of prepare horses to ride, put on a saddle, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of the students that were with us had never been around horses, including myself. I didn't grow up around horses, so yeah. I didn't know that there was a horse etiquette. And one of my really good buddies, actually, we were being taught how to brush the horse. And as we're all standing around the horse, you've got about 20, 10, and 11-year-olds talking, screaming. So the horse was a little spooked. My really good friend walked behind the horse, which you don't do.
No.
And the horse kicked him in the ribs.
Oh.
And you know, his chest was collapsed. We had to have emergency services come out. And you've got about, you know, 20, 10-year-olds just freaking out, not knowing what to do. And as we're standing there getting help, helping him, the horse then goes and kicks our teacher. And it broke three of his ribs.
You'd think they would have gotten the horse away from everybody by that point.
Yeah, my teacher's initial reaction was to just kind of jump over top of him, I guess, and see if he was okay and try to help him. And the horse just went at it again and kicked him right in the rib. And so you had two guys down, and one of our teachers was down, and we had ambulance come. We didn't have school the next day because of it. It was very traumatic. I now have an irrational fear of horses. So
it's not apparently it's not irrational at all, Nick.
But, yeah, but makes perfect sense.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Nick.
We got a text in a little while ago from somebody who said they went to the La Brea Tar Pits on a school field trip and tried to give a sandwich to a homeless person outside who then chased him and called him a communist.
I was going
to
say, the initial part of that story wasn't bad. I was like, I've never been to La Brea Tar Pits. That actually sounds kind of cool. I don't know.
Off to Leewood we go next. Hello, Doris.
Well, hi there, Jamie and Grayson.
Hey, what's up?
Being with you today.
You too.
Okay, so field trips, I have no memories of anything other than the zoo and going to Topeka, but I raised four children and went to every field trip for every child. So I did Exchange City four times, Earthworks four times, Star Labs three times, and those are some of the biggies here, but as to traumatic field trips, I have one from one of my kids who, in eighth grade, the science teacher took the kids to Colorado to study, I guess, geological formations. It was like a four-day trip. They took a bus. It was this big deal. It was the first time they had done it at our school, and everyone was super, super excited. So these are now, actually, they were 12-year-olds, so it was sixth grade. They all get out there, and when they got back, we start getting reports first as they're driving in. Everybody got sick on the trip, all the teachers, all the kids. They literally were camping out, and kids were vomiting on each other, like waking up and going. So they basically took all the sleeping bags and rolled them up and threw them in trash bags, which we loaned out, like, two or three sleeping bags to different kids in the class. We had scouts, had a lot of sleeping bags, so we got barf bags back. And then one of the kids was bitten by a squirrel and had to be taken to the hospital because somehow they were outside and a squirrel came over and he thought it was cute and reached out and was bitten. So that was, to me, a fairly win. And I think one of the teachers ended up with a either with a broken or sprained body part. So to me, that was kind of field trip from hell. But in the end, I think the kids kind of enjoyed it, and they still talk about it. And that's my kid who's now 25 years old.
Yeah, that's not one they're going to forget soon.
No, they still talk about it. One of his best friends from back then was in town this week, and they were sitting in my kitchen, and they brought up that field trip. But I think the Stone City might still be there. It was at Abel College like 8 or 10 years ago, and it was amazing. The kids learned so much. They run a town. They literally run a town. And the other one that was super cool was Earthworks, which is all about the environment, and that's in the cave. I don't know if anybody's talked about that, but it requires like a day training for the parents who go, and it's a science-based field trip. And it's really, really cool. They do a lot cooler things now than they did when I was coming up through school. Like I said, Zoo and Topeka, I think, were the highlights. But, yeah, so I don't know. Field trips, they're great for the kids. Hard, I think, on the teachers and administrators. And, you know, for the parents, from our perspective, sometimes it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, I think. Get them out of school.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks
no
a
doubt.
Lot for the call.
Yeah, thank you for getting in. And, yes, a lot of people are texting in that Exchange City has changed names or locations or whatever over the year, but it is still there.
Yeah.
There's just you know, a different name hung on it these days. So
yeah.
Thank you very much for all of that. We'll go to Laura in Kansas City next. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I had the most traumatic, I think, field trip ever. I was taken to a slaughterhouse in first grade.
Oh.
And, some people are texting in about that, yes.
Yes, they showed how they kill the animals and cutting them up, and all the little girls, of course, were crying and ran out of the room. And, it was very traumatic, even to this day, and I'm 53.
Why would anybody take six-year-olds to that?
I have no idea. We were in Clinton, Missouri, and it was a bad experience that I hope no other kids ever have to go to that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't actually show the slaughter. They just showed you, like, the implements and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They didn't actually show the slaughter, but, there was blood and from previous slaughters, and it was too much for a six-year-old.
And it's 6 years old. What's the appropriate age to take kids to a slaughterhouse?
Zero. I mean,
zero? There isn't one.
I don't know. Like, older kids, by the time you're dissecting frogs, you could probably handle that.
Probably so.
You know,
probably,
I don't know if you would enjoy it, but you could handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's traumatic. Like I said, I still remember it.
I think that's one of those, thank you very much, Laura, for the phone call. I think that's one of those field trips you end with, that's why you should stay in school, kids.
Right, right. No kidding.
Otherwise, you'll be here every day.
No kidding. All right, we'll get to more of your calls. Jeff, Diane, hang on the line here. We'll get to more of your calls about your strangest regional-specific field trips coming up. Again, your keyword to cash this hour is FEAR, F-E-A-R. Text it to 72881. Coming up on 128, let's get the latest from the KMBZ Newsroom. Here's Dan.
Us to remove the breastplate and really observe the human organs as they exist in their natural state. Here we have the human lungs, and here is the human heart, which you can see is actually located in the center of your chest.
Oh, gnarly!
It's 1:33 here on a Friday afternoon. Real quick, before we go back to the phone calls, Dan mentioned KCI, again, we're keeping an eye on weather. It's getting foggy. Visibility's being reduced. School activities are being canceled and that kind of thing. I just glanced at flykci.com. They're starting to get a lot of essentially delayed arrivals. Departures are not being affected as much, but a lot of arrivals that are coming in late. My guess is that's going to compound over time. I believe a lot of airlines are starting to waive the change fees. So if you're supposed to travel this weekend, I feel bad for you because it's going to be a junky weekend to travel. Particularly if you're going to be driving, but if you're flying too, make sure you check flykci.com. We were talking about this tweet that went out. We'll spend one more segment on this, asking people about the strangest field trips, regional specific field trips you went on as a kid.
Yeah, and we've gotten a number of responses that are specific to this area and some from people who are outside the area. We've gotten great action on this so far. So if you want to continue in this vein, we'd love to hear from you. Just the strange places you've gone, the traumatic experiences you've had, go to to it, and we'll hit Jeff in Topeka next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. Tell us about it.
I graduated from high school in 73 from a high school in Omaha. And if you were enrolled in a sociology class, one of the field trips, and they weren't mandatory, you could opt out of them, but one of them was over in Glenwood, Iowa, and I believe it was called the Glenwood State Hospital, and it was a mental hospital for people that had been born with severe mental issues like hydrocephalics, what have you. Took a field trip there. Most of the people there, the patients, I guess you could call them, the majority were adults, and they were all dressed in cloth diapers, and they had them like in a day room, I guess you could call it, and not to gross you out, but they were all basically just walking around like zombies. Some of them were sitting on the floor playing with their own feces and vomit and stuff. I mean, it was really pretty gross, but very eye-opening, I'll tell you that. And those patients weren't there, really. They were just housing them there was all they were doing. And anyway, like I said, it was pretty eye-opening. And then, whether you were a junior or senior, as long as you were enrolled in sociology class, one year they took us to the state penitentiary in Lincoln and showed us the electric chair and the dining hall. And that was a pretty scary place.
Yeah, well, how close did you get to inmates at that point?
Not close at all.
I would hope not. Yeah, right.
No, yeah. But like I said, they show this old Sparky is what they called it, electric chair, which they don't use anymore. But anyway, yeah, those were some interesting field trips, to say the least.
I guess so.
So glad you told that story.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
So glad. Wow. Awesome.
But again, you listen to that and you think somebody took high school kids there.
Yes. Yes. And somebody made that decision, and probably more than once.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like that was an ongoing thing. As long as you were in that course, then that's where you had to go. And it makes some sense when you think that, okay, if you're really interested in this, you may end up working in this field.
Right.
You want to know what it actually looks like. There's only so much you can get out of a book.
That's true. That's true.
Still, though.
All right. We'll take one more call here.
Glenn in Kansas City. It's Diane in Kansas City. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
What's on your mind? Thanks for holding on.
Okay.
What have you got for us?
Go ahead.
Well, when I was in either fourth or sixth grade, I graduated in 1973. That's a ways back.
Mm-hmm.
The university, Osteopathic University Hospital, was here in Kansas City. And they had a big lab where they had every human part and every human organ bottled.
Bottled? Is that what you just said?
In formaldehyde?
In formaldehyde. So you were able to see every organ and every part.
I don't know that I want that experience.
How old were you? Cool. Everybody loved the brain.
I'll bet.
I was in, like fourth or sixth grade, and I can't remember exactly which year it was.
That's a little young. Why do we insist on putting the little kids into stuff like that? Like, you can save that stuff for later. You don't need the fourth and sixth graders to have that.
We loved it. We thought it was great.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was presented really well. The teachers were really good at telling us what was going on. And, you know, these bodies were all donated to science.
Right.
And huh.
This is how medical professionals were learning, you know, about the human body. So it was interesting.
It's good that you look at it that way so many years later, rather than going, okay, this is the day my life was ruined when I was in fourth grade.
So what's the most popular stuff for the kids now? As soon as she said that, my brain goes to the Body Revealed exhibit that we had at Union Station several years ago.
Yeah.
I would think Union Station is a pop, because that's a rotating, you know, so schools can really frequent that for as often as those rotate.
Yeah.
But what are the big ones? 22980, what are the big ones for kids now? I mean, I'm a really big day tripper from Kansas City, so I can name you places all day that I think are good. You know, the Deanna Rose Farmstead and Lewisburg Cider Mill, and we've got them all day. But what about big stuff? Like, we had Chicago an hour away, so it was really easy to hit every major museum in Chicago. But is there big stuff? I mean, are you going to, you know, there's nowhere easily drivable from here that's got big stuff. I mean, right. We've got a few, but not, you know, not well, the really like, big museums.
You know, I mentioned the trip to D.C. when we were in eighth grade. And one of the things that I remember the most about that is they took us on a tour of the FBI building. The J. Edgar Hoover, like the most imposing looking building in the world.
Yeah.
That thing. And it was a great tour. It was really interesting. But they have a room there of all of the crazy stuff that people have either made into weapons or used to conceal weapons.
Yeah.
It's stuff like the sword canes and the guns that are in umbrellas and stuff like that. It's one entire room devoted to nothing but that. And that was probably the most interesting part of our entire week in D.C.
I lied. We'll get one more call on here. Okay. We'll go to the break.
Twist your arm,
Jan
right?
called. We'll put her on.
And here's Jan. Hello, Jan.
Hi.
Hey.
This is the weirdest field trip I ever went on. It was kind of a double one. We went on two things. I was in the first grade in a real small country school, only eight kids in my class. Most of us lived on a farm. And so they took us on a little school bus to Salina to the slaughterhouse. And first they took us into the refrigeration section, and there were a bunch of carcasses hanging. And then they took us to a place where we could be the window, and they put a big cow in the, stock fence, kind of. He was in there real tight. And then they put something to his head that looked kind of like a big syringe, but you heard a loud noise, and the cow dropped straight down.
Yeah, it's a bolt. Wow, they actually let you see that, huh?
There was a window to look at it.
Wow.
And then, after that little part, then we went to a dairy farm and watched them make ice cream, and they gave us the ice cream.
Wow. That's what she remembers.
Here's your reward for the trauma we just put you through.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, to this day, it's hard for me to eat these.
I don't doubt it.
I would bet. I would bet.
Thank you, Jen. Well, yeah, and that's, I mean, the last one that we had to went to a slaughterhouse, they didn't show them that.
Right.
And they were even older kids. It just, you know, again, you got to question the decision-making process.